Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ramon Ray is back. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Ramon is back. He's a serial entrepreneur. He's an outstanding expert in online business. He's the editor and the founder of Smart Hustle Magazine. He's the author of a handful of books, including The Celebrity CEO. And he's our good friend now for 17 years. Ramon Ray, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much for having me. It's been a long time, but a beautiful, beautiful, pleasant time for sure. And I'm always glad to be here and serve and chat with you. So thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So you and I have, I feel like I've helped raise your children over the last 17 years here. Because your kids are in their 20s. So I've kind of kept up with how things have gone, their careers, and how they've grown and how they've fledged, how they've flown the nest. And now you're working with your son?
That's true, Jim. And I just want to underline that because it means so much to me. You reminded me just now. I'm not quite to the point of crying right now on the Jim Blasingame show. But I recall, Jim, even us, because it would have been about 5 years ago, we probably talked in the green room. I'm not sure we shared it openly, but I can now. You know how when my son left our home, not in a bad way, no drama, but he was of age and wanted to be independent.
Yeah.
We probably talked about that offline privately.
Yes.
And now look, today we're going to talk about him and
well,
I.
And I commiserated with you about my, you know, about my son leaving and over the time. The father-son thing is a very interesting dynamic, and it doesn't always. Sometimes it even defies logic and reason. There's just something that can be there when no one did anything wrong. So it's really a interesting relationship. And when you start working together, it becomes even more interesting. What have you learned?
Yeah, I've learned so many things, Jim, and I know we're going to unpack that today. I mean, a few things I'll say at very high level, and you can let me know what you want to dive in more at. But I think one is just it was as I wanted him to work with me, as most fathers and sons or fathers and daughters, parents would, I was kept pulling him over the years. Tim, work with me. So that's one, he kept resisting until it was right for him and me. That's one lesson.
What was the thing that you think made him decide to come and work with you? Was it just time? You know, sometimes things just need time. Was it something he learned? Did you take a chill pill? What do you think?
I think it was those two things, Jim. I think it was the combination of me not annoying him. It's like, imagine I call you, Jim, every 2 hours. Jim, can you buy the car for me? It makes you distasteful, even if you wanted it. It's just, this guy's annoying me. So I think that was one. I took a chill pill. But I think the second thing, Jim, he's a mature young man. He's grown up. But I think it was just meaning he's run his business. He's still doing it well. But I think he just was like, you know what? My dad has a successful business, and he's also, Jim, in our space. He's a content person, what they call us.
Right.
Creators, a word I don't like, but that's a word they use, creators. He's one of us. So it's very symbiotic for him to join me as opposed to, say, my daughter, who's a full-time teacher, and I love that she's teaching.
She's taking another path. Well, one of the things that you just said I think is really important. Many years ago, one of the richest guys I know, he was my client. I had my consulting company, and he asked me, he said, my son is about to graduate from college. He said, I've got plenty of opportunity here for him in my business. What should I have him do? Should I have him come back or what should I do? I said, my recommendation has always been tell your son to get his resume ready, go out and get a job on his own. Go in that direction on your own for at least 5 years. Find out what's going on in the world, and then if you want to come back, come back. But bring what you learned from the world back to the business. Otherwise, you're not doing your business any good, and you're not doing your child any good. And I think that's what happened to you. Your son went off on his own. He's got his own job. He learned about who Tim is, and now he can bring that back.
You're so true. And I think, Jim, I think it was Jim McCann or Chris McCann of 1-800-Flowers.
Yep.
I think both are friends of ours. With him.
Yep.
Okay, good. And a similar thing, I believe he said that our children, because as you know, they have family businesses, they have to leave, and I think for 5 years, work for somebody else or get an advanced degree before. It could have been somebody else, but I think I heard him say that as well.
You're probably right. Family business. Yeah. Because Jim didn't start with the – I mean, Chris didn't start with Jim right away. It was, you know, Jim came in, Chris came in later and joined Jim later, the two brothers. But no, I think that's really important. And so your son can come in now. He's joining you more as a peer now than as a child, isn't he?
Correct. And that's the
really
second
important
thing that I'm learning,
isn't it?
Jim. Oh, that is everything, a peer versus child. And that's the second thing that we're learning, to your point, is that I have to know there's a demarcation between father and son. We're one person. You can't help but remember what I did at Thanksgiving or what he did at Christmas. You can't help that. We're human. But you know, I don't have to bring, hey, Tim, just like you always, you know, bite your nails like that. No, I don't have to do that in a business meeting. I can let that go, or him telling me something. So that's a second lesson learned. Third lesson learned, Jim, which has been interesting, is, yes, as you know, I have a lot of business knowledge to impart to him, but I have to hold some of that back because he also has a different way and things to impart to me. So I think it's kind of that learning from each other. Yes, I'm the senior. I'm the old guy. But you know what? I have a lot to learn from him, too. So those are the three things that
learning. You know, one of the things that I think about, and we can talk about this maybe some more when we come back, is, you know, I define the marketplace in three schools: old school, new school, and the school. Old school are things that we probably can let go. New school are the things that we still don't know how many of them will last. But things that are the school are the fundamentals that were valid 100 years ago and that'll be valid 100 years from now. Sometimes young people don't know the difference between between old school and the school. And when you talk about those things, that differentiation, I'd like to, when we come back after the break, I want you to tell us whether he can do that. That's the thing I encourage young people to do. When you hear an older person, a senior person, talk about things, don't assume that what they're telling you is old school, that you don't, it's irrelevant to you. They might be giving you the school wisdom. We'll come right back after the break and talk to our good friend Ramon Ray. Ramon, I need your website quickly, please.
Sure. SmartHustle.com. SmartHustle.com.
All right. Check it out. Ramon Ray and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.